Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Spülen is to rinse. Spülen, to rinse. How would you say I rinse? Ich spüle. How would you say he rinses? Er spült. How would you say who rinses? Wer spült. Remember, who in German is wer. Wer. W-E-R. Wer spült. Who rinses. How would you say who rinses at home? Wer spült zu Hause? Remember, zu Hause is this static idea of being at home, zu Hause. Wer spült zu Hause? Who rinses at home? How would you say who rinses at home the dishes? Wer spült zu Hause das Geschirr? In German we say das Geschirr, so we use it in singular. The dishes, in German, das Geschirr, neutral. Das Geschirr. So actually it's who washes the dishes at home. But I will still use rinses. Who rinses the dishes at home? Who rinses at home the dishes? Wer spült zu Hause das Geschirr? You can also put it the other way around. Wer spült das Geschirr zu Hause? Who rinses the dishes at home? It doesn't matter. What is important is that the verb is at the right position. So at the second position here. Wer spült? Who rinses? Wer spült zu Hause das Geschirr? How would you say I rinse at home the dishes? Ich spüle zu Hause das Geschirr. How would you say the dishwasher rinses at home the dishes? Die Spülmaschine spült zu Hause das Geschirr. Die Spülmaschine is the dishwasher in German, the rinse machine. Die Spülmaschine. One word, die Spülmaschine. Die Spülmaschine spült zu Hause das Geschirr. How would you say, do you or the dishwasher rinse the dishes? Spülst du oder die Spülmaschine das Geschirr? How would you say, I rinse myself at home the dishes? Ich spüle selber zu Hause das Geschirr. So we can say selber, myself, selber. Ich spüle selber, I rinse myself. Ich spüle selber zu Hause das Geschirr. I rinse myself at home the dishes. How would you say, I don't rinse myself at home the dishes? Ich spüle nicht selber zu Hause das Geschirr. How would you say, do you rinse with hot water? Spülst du mit heißem Wasser? So you see, do you, we don't have do in German. We start with a verb. Rinse you, spülst du, rinse you with hot water. Spülst du mit heißem Wasser? Now notice, we say heißem Wasser. Actually, hot is heiß, heiß. The adjective is heiß. But we say heißem Wasser. Why? Because we're using mit, the preposition mit. Spülst du mit, rinse you with. Mit is a preposition that will trigger always the dative. Now, Wasser is das Wasser, neuter. In dative, the neuter article is dem. So we say dem Wasser. But we're not using here the article. We're just saying hot water with hot water. Since the article is missing, we put the ending at the end of the adjective, or we add the ending to the end of the adjective. So heißem Wasser, as if the article were in the adjective. Mit heißem Wasser, with em at the end, because it's dem Wasser in dative. Spülst du mit heißem Wasser? How would you say, do you rinse with cold water? Spülst du mit kaltem Wasser? Here the same. Actually, it's kalt, cold. But mit triggers dative. So mit kaltem Wasser. We add the dative ending, em. Mit kaltem Wasser, with cold water. How would you say, do you rinse with hot or with cold water? Spülst du mit heißem oder mit kaltem Wasser? How would you say, I rinse with hot water? Ich spüle mit heißem Wasser. How would you say, I rinse with cold water? Ich spüle mit kaltem Wasser. How would you say, I rinse with warm water? Ich spüle mit warmem Wasser. Here the same, it's actually warm, but we add the em. Mit warmem Wasser. Ich spüle mit warmem Wasser. How would you say, I always rinse with warm water? Ich spüle immer mit warmem Wasser. How would you say, I always rinse with warm water the dishes? Ich spüle immer mit warmem Wasser das Geschirr. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb ergänzen, to fill in. Ergänzen, to fill in. Like to fill in your signature in a document. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.